This is the voice of S60, in-depth interviews with members of the S60 community. I'm your host, Phil, from blogs.s60.com. And today, I'm joined by Minna Karvanen. She is Product Marketing Manager for S60 UI and UI Customization. And we're going to talk a little bit today about something that was announced just today at the smartphone show. And what was that, Minna?
Yeah, so hello from my side.
Yes, welcome.
Yeah, so actually we are announcing what kind of extensions we are doing for our UI offering.
Uh-huh.
So we are expanding with Touch UI, mm-hmm. which has also tactile feedback. We have also done sensor support, and then we have the UI Accelerator Toolkit for S60. So
wow.
These are the topics.
That's wild. So let's, before we get into more about Touch, maybe we could like take it back a little bit, and maybe you could tell a little bit about kind of the history of S60's UI. So where did it all start off, and how did it come to Touch?
Yeah, so actually it started long time ago. Early 90s, we started to design S60 UI, and actually we are using this, we call it user experience framework, what we are using for designing the UI. So if I shortly tell what are the elements of that, so
yeah.
There's input and output methods, then of course performance, and then functionality, design and usability of course, but of course personalization, which is very important part of the S60. So we are using these as a like I said, as a framework, so the past has been designed with this kind of idea in mind. So we are developing each area in each of the versions we are doing in software releases.
Okay.
So till today, we have been expanding on each area, and now we have added new dimensions into the input area. So adding touch user interface, and then to the design and usability area, these other things like sensor frameworks and things like that.
Okay, that's great. So let's get into the kind of the nitty gritty. I'm interested to hear about these. You spouted off some words in there like active feedback and something else in there. So what's going to be? What are the new features about Touch? Like what is? Go ahead.
If I tell about the Touch UI, it's, first of all, we are talking about platform here. So, of course, we have a platform perspectives. We want to enable all kind of devices, not just touch devices. But anyway, with the touch itself, you can also have different kind of keyboards, or then without keyboard, things like that. So mm-hmm. It's very flexible. And then, of course, it's important that it's very intuitive. And familiar, so that people who know how to use S60 UI actually know how to use Touch UI as well, because we are keeping it consistent. And it also has this kind of a multilingual support. So actually S60 is supporting more than 50 languages. And with these languages and our quite good selection of input methods, for the touchscreen, we are supporting very well different kind of languages, also Asian languages.
Uh-huh. What you mentioned, something called active feedback. What is that?
Tactile feedback.
Tactile feedback.
Yeah, so that is a feature that helps users in mobile context. So when they are moving, walking around, they get this kind of a physical feedback about the tapping or clicking to the current place. So
like a rumble, like a.
It's like a when you're small
vibrate, yes.
Pulse, yeah.
Oh wow! Okay.
Yeah, so it helps in this kind of a mobile life.
Cool, and you mentioned something else in there too. Some other word. What was that? Some other feature.
Sensor framework.
Yes.
Perhaps. Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah, so that's a framework that actually can be used for new, totally new kind of applications and devices. So. You can have, for example, motion-based cases like silencing incoming call by turning the device upside down.
Oh, wow.
or any kind of a, this kind of a motion based things.
Yeah.
So, but that's, it is also a framework. It means that that actually manufacturers can add more sensors into it, and by that enabling more and more use cases and new type of applications and devices.
Yeah. So I gotta ask, you know, I'm sure everyone listening has probably checked out the Apple iPhone and are familiar with that, the Touch UI that they have. So maybe you could kind of compare and contrast what we're seeing on S60 compared to what people are familiar with the iPhone.
Yeah. Yeah, so what we want to remember now in this point that we're actually comparing platform and then individual product. So what's important for the platform is, of course, that we are flexible, so we are supporting different kind of a product concept. So you can make touch devices with minimum keyset, or then, for example, with QWERTY keyboard or things like that. So it supports several solutions, as well as the traditional solutions with the soft keys and what everybody knows nowadays. Then, of course, if we talk about the actual input method, we are supporting finger and stylus usage.
Uh-huh.
So there's more flexibility for different kind of users.
Okay.
And then naturally we have quite a wide set of features and applications that user can use. And of course personalization is the very good feature in S60, so that users can make the UI look and feel as they like, and naturally meaning also the functionality, so that they can download applications they like.
How about this multi-touch sensor? You can use two fingers at the same time. Is it going to have something like that?
At the moment, we don't want to reveal too much details, but let's talk about that later.
Okay, so the next podcast. Cool. Okay. How about what kind of apps do you think are really going to take advantage of? What kind of apps are you going to use that are really going to take advantage of the Touch UI? Like, for instance, I'm thinking about, like, right now, I think it's the browser is the most obvious thing. Being able to touch and move around, I think, is going to be a huge pro for.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a direct manipulation input method, so it means that users have really quick access to most important functions. So we have made them more visible in the UI for the touch usage. So we have new kind of elements like toolbars, which are always showing the most relevant functions that you need in the certain case.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there's touch-related applications like virtual dialer, so that you can call by tapping these virtual buttons.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, this text input methods, virtual I2T, then virtual handwriting recognition and virtual keyboard.
Okay.
So these kind of things are touch related, but really the touch is enabled in all of the applications and all of the features, so you can go everywhere with that. So
yeah,
just click and it's there.
Yeah. How about for existing apps that are written before Touch UI comes out? Are you going to be able to use Touch for these older apps?
Yeah. So we are providing backward compatibility,
uh-huh,
for the applications that are third edition applications. So if those are designed by using common S60 UI components, they are automatically touch enabled.
Okay, cool. How about for developers? Is there something developers should know about the touch, and how is that going to change what they do? And
well, it opens totally new kind of an area that developers can design new type of applications which are really created for touch purposes. Like, I could imagine that there would be quite interesting games, for example.
Mm.
Then all kind of a productivity applications and things like that, which really get the benefit of this kind of a direct access, direct manipulation.
Mm.
So there's plenty of different kind of possibilities where this can be used.
Wow. So we got a great touch UI, and it's open to developers to make whatever they want.
Yeah.
That's cool. Very cool. So, what about someone like me, maybe that doesn't want to use? Let's say I don't like touch. I like to use the directional pad. I only like using one hand. I mean, am I still going to be able to do that?
Yeah, sure. There's still traditional A60 devices without touch, so we are supporting now both.
Okay.
So it depends on the user that what do you prefer.
Right. So some phones, some future phones may not have touch.
S60. Yeah.
Some of them will, and the ones that do will have both.
Yeah.
But maybe. They don't necessarily have to have the directional pad. They could.
No, they don't have to.
They don't have to. Okay, so it could be both. Wow.
But also touch UI can be used with one hand. So if you prefer that,
yeah,
that's also possible.
Okay. How about what kind of? Are we talking about hardware? What other changes do you think we'll see in the hardware? Or is anything new that's coming to the? To new buttons? No, we don't know. Okay. How about the screen size? Is that going to be that? No. Okay. Mina's shaking her head there, like I'm talking about something I shouldn't be. See, I don't know these stuff. See, if people forget that, people think I work in the company that I actually like hear about all this stuff. And I don't. No one tells me anything, so I'm just as clueless as everybody else here about that. So, which is good, because then I can ask these questions. I can speculate on these things because I don't really know. If I knew, then I can't say anything. So, maybe it's best to be in the dark. I was going to ask you a bit about my voice just cracked. I'm like a teenager all over again or something. How about this? When are we going to see touch? When can I get my hands on a touch device?
So we are expecting first devices on next year,
2008.
Yep.
Okay, that's cool. 2008. How about demos? We have demos floating around.
Yeah, actually, we have placed a couple of examples, small clips about the UI to the S60.com. So if you want to check, you can go there and see how it looks like.
Oh, really? S60.com will have that.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. So, what else is there to talk about?
So we have made this kind of a UI accelerator toolkit for S60, which is a software toolkit. Mm. We are providing it for manufacturer so that they can design new type of applications. It means in practice that they have totally new kind of possibilities for really stunning graphical effects. Mm. They can have scalable layouts in the applications and so on. So it enables totally new type of applications and I think it's a great news for those designers who are working with it.
Okay, so it's a tool for developers to basically take advantage of the touch.
Yeah, to manufacture developers.
Oh, okay. That's great. So what else am I missing? Anything else? Anything else we need? Any good bullet points that we missed?
No.
That's everything.
I have told.
You got it all. That's great. I can't wait. I want a touch device. They're not going to come out fast enough. I can't wait. Well, hey, thanks so much, Minna, for spending time with us today. So that was Minna Karvonen. She is Product Marketing Manager for S60 UI and UI Customization. And you've been listening to The Voice of S60. We'd love to hear your thoughts and comments. You can send them to voiceofs60@s60.com or visit our blog at blogs.s60.com/voiceofs60.